Jerry Bader Show, 1051. There's an expression I use on the show from time to time that I borrowed from my boss and, well, really our company owner and president. And that is, a number is just a number until you compare it with another number. In other words, a number has no context. You know, is $100 a lot? Well, if you're a three-year-old kid and you have no money, it is. It's a lot. I remember being a kid and thinking $10 was a lot. It was. It actually was. If a car costs $30,000, is that a lot? Well, it depends. It depends on what it costs to make. It depends on, is someone else selling it more cheaply? Could you get a same car of a different brand for far less, the same type of car for far less? Numbers, sometimes standing alone, sound impressive. So I always guard against that. So this is a moment where I'm going to break my own rule. 10.3 billion cubic feet of natural gas. Matt, does that sound like a lot to you? I don't know a lot about natural gas, but 10.3 billion of damn near anything sounds like a lot. Is 10.3 billion cubic feet of aged cheddar cheese a lot? It sounds like a lot to me. By the way, somebody was telling me they had 40-year-old white cheddar. There are cheesemakers out there. There's a number that sounds like a lot. That's old. The oldest I've ever had was in the teens, I think. Spectacular, by the way. I loved aged cheddar. I mean, it's just the stuff that crumbles. You can't really cut it. That kind of stuff. That doesn't sound right. But anyway, 10.3 billion cubic feet of natural gas. Okay. Is that a lot of natural gas? Well, here's a number that might help us. It's market value. What's its market value? $50 million. Now, we can work with that a little bit. Because you know what you pay. I know what I pay for natural gas in my house. And $50 million of the natural gas is a lot of natural gas. That much gets burned every month in North Dakota. Burned at the wellhead. Do you know why? They have nowhere to go with it. They do not have the pipeline infrastructure to get it out of there. There's a story in today's Wall Street Journal, and here's what's interesting about it. You know what the story focuses and what the story bitches about? Cattle ranchers and others who don't want those big fires near their property. Well, I can relate to that. I mean, I can't relate to it, but I mean, I can empathize. I can sympathize. Get there, Bader, would you? I can sympathize with what they're saying. And I think there could be, as clean as nat gas burns, still, these are huge. I mean, you know what? I'll try to post this, but Matt, to give you an idea, you know what an oil derrick looks like. Mm-hmm. Well, look at the size of that flame compared to the oil derricks. It's huge. Yeah. Okay. The environmental aspect is kind of, and the way the neighbors are put off by this, and I'm not saying that isn't important, but my God, this is just because North Dakota lacks adequate infrastructure, drillers are forced to burn off whatever they can't capture and ship to market. In April alone, such wells burned 10.3 billion cubic feet of natural gas, according to the state, valued at nearly $50 million. As flaring wells spread like a prairie fire, North Dakota's regulations have struggled to keep pace. Beyond being an eyesore, burning off natural gas degrades air quality. Again, I'm not disputing that. Critics also say Purdue. Now, here's the other thing. And it's amazing how they just, the hammer keeps dancing around the head of the nail here. Critics also say producers aren't paying all the royalties and taxes owed on gas that has flared. Well, no, they're not going to pay production royalties and tax on stuff they throw away. and that's really what you're doing. $50 million worth of nat gas. What impact would that have on the nat gas market? We're burning it at the wellhead because we haven't kept up an infrastructure. And what this story doesn't say, and what I suspect, is, quite frankly, opposition to additional pipeline capacity by environmentalists is a part of this. The not-so-secret, dirty little secret is they want that stuff to stay in the ground, and if it can't stay in the ground, then they'd like you to go ahead and burn it, be it nat gas, be it oil. And do you remember the day when they loved natural gas so much Nancy Pelosi didn't realize it was a fossil fuel? That's when they thought it was running out. Oh, yeah, go ahead and use a lot of nat gas. You know why they said that, don't you? They thought that we're going to raise the market price of it. Never would they have thought we were going to have a nat gas glut. Didn't even occur to them. So we are literally burning, or at least the oil, the energy companies are burning $50 million a month. Now, I know a number is just a number until you compare it with another number, but I think $50 million is a lot of natural gas. And what about other states? I don't know, but this is happening in North Dakota. And again, the crux of the story in the Wall Street Journal is the environmental and other issues that have resulted from fracking. To me, the big problem is this is just incredible. We are literally burning away an incredible energy opportunity that we have. And nat gas is tricky in the delivery system. We need to catch up here. We need to catch up with crude pipelines. So this is ridiculous. I leave you on that frustrating note. Sorry. 10:58. 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?